Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
The Raiders, their first round pick, dude injured his thigh doing like this is how it all breaks down. I'll give you guys the Henry Ruggs III is their guy. The speedster, listen, Raiders rookie Henry Ruggs injured his thigh while moving items into the back of a trailer. His father told AL.com he was just trying to move a trailer or something, move furniture or something, and the trailer just kind of pinned him against a car or a wall or something. There's a lot of somethings in there. He's pretty much okay. I'm about to go out there and see him in a little bit. It was just like a little open wound on his leg, a little incision, like something had stuck him right there on the thigh a little bit. So there you go. With COVID-19 stuff still going on, they wouldn't let anybody in, Ruggs Jr. said. He's just having to walk on crutches, not putting much pressure on it. The Raiders, by the way, are aware of the report regarding the off-the-field injury to Henry Ruggs. Respecting Henry's rights to medical privacy, the team will not be commenting on the report. Well, they don't want to comment because it's their first-round pick. They don't need to comment about possible bad news. And hopefully it's nothing. It's not anything serious. But speed guys and thigh injury is not something that I want to hear if I have a speedster. You know what I'm saying? That is one that kind of leaves you like, oh, man. And on the Clemson side in college, Justin Ross, a guy that is probably scheduled to be a first-round pick, will miss the upcoming college football season due to a spinal condition uncovered after he was hurt in a practice in March. Dabo Swinney says Ross will have surgery on Friday because of a congenital fusion of vertebrae he has had since birth. Ross has a bulging disc. The condition was found after Ross apparently hurt his shoulder during a spring practice session before workouts were shut down due to the coronavirus. I was shocked, Swinney said. He's 6'4", 205 pounds. And he will no longer be a first-round pick. I mean, if he has a fusion of the vertebrae in his back and a bulging disc on top of all of that, I think he's going to drop out of the first round. But that's got to be just absolutely crushing for a kid like that.
You know, there is a hilarious moment here that you could take advantage because of where we're located listening. Bulging disc.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember ESPN, that wonderful,
yes,
hilarious,
yes,
amazingly incredible, unforgettable night?
Yes. Yes. No, you're right. No, you're right. We could actually play the real soundbite and everything.